Yeah, I just tried calling her out back.
Good evening, Rabbi. Good evening. I'm sorry to delay tonight. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Welcome, everybody. We thank Hashem, like always, that we have this beautiful room here. We don't realize what kind of matan it is. We have the digging of Haberi and Ahuvim. Who's Baruch is missing tonight, right? And Baruch should come sometimes. Are you in touch with Yoshua?
He's in Haifa. Sunday nights he travels. He's up in Haifa. He doesn't have a good connection on his phone, so it's very hard for him to listen in.
If you ever talk to him, send regards. Okay. We only have, a short amount of time tonight. I hope that Hashem will give us great Yishmaya, to have Kriya Shadera with Hashem. It's so precious hour. We're here. Last week, what did we work on? What were we saying?
Manhigim.
The importance of the Hashkafa, the role that everybody knows, the role that the Manhig plays in the structure of Christ. This is something that, especially people that, maybe when you're in the confines of the yeshiva, maybe it's emphasized a little bit more. But not being in the walls of the yeshiva, sometimes you don't feel not in contact so much with this hashkafa and the importance of it. Certain things that being not in the yeshiva world is a benefit. That certain things hashkafa, certain things that not being in the yeshiva world that you benefit from. Certain attitude, certain hunger, and certain things, you're being in the yeshiva world inside the base measure, so you benefit more than nothing. It works both ways. Anyway, this the Hashkafa understanding of the role of a gadol, sometimes within the structure of yeshiva comes out sometimes more clear, more pronounced, dominant comes out. Anyway, if you have something you want to share with us,
try to share something with us. On Shabbos, we don't have Shiva Shatim, so I was thinking very hard to try to find something. I found something that the coming bottom is talking to do, and I try to work on that. Nothing extra special.
Right. I'm trying to think of where we might have it in the davening.
On Shabbos?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. We don't say it so much, but maybe you said maybe the shul of Adam, but there was a tefillah, right? I think that's from something else. But it could be Yochum Porkin, maybe. It could be maybe we might find it within you. Anyway, what do you have to say?
Not so much to add. I tried to focus on it. What was the reason to know what to focus on exactly?
Not easy to say again. It's not just it, and it's very important. Very basic, very important.
What do you say? Very similar to Jacob. I work on the Hashiva Shoftenu and Shabbos. I also, but even during the week, just trying to think about Manhigim. Being in a shul with a very strong rav, that also that kind of helps. So just, that idea,
What do you what's his name again?
Reichman.
Hashem. These are all nice communities, and the Rabbanim are all, the Haber is an old Talmud of mine from many, many years ago. Okay, everybody, so what I want to speak about tonight, we hope you have Kitzet Derech, What kind of chizuk do we get from the Yakel, as we said? But I wanted to be oimed on is that the Vayakel, the beginning of Vayakel, the early mode is that when she says Vayakel, like she says, Vayakel Zoshin Hifil, she ain't no oisef and oshin your diet, Elohim Nesophim Apidibura, right? He didn't gather them together, with his hand. So, one way you can understand Rashi, what is Rashi trying to say? Lafuke, to his school. He didn't do it via dying. He's dying with me. Mamish, he went over Moshe Benu. He started banging everybody in the back. Come on, He didn't do it with his hands, but he did it verbally. Is that what Rashi means? Or what Rashi means is that, he didn't do it forcibly. If he did it with his mouth, that would also be like with his hands. In other words, when it says, "She'eno oisev and oshev yadayin ella alhei nesof ma'fi diburoi," in other words, Russian hifil, this hifil that alpi diburoi. It wasn't forceful. It was self-motivated. Rashi said he didn't do it with his hands. Elapidibura. So once again, you can interpret that you might think he did it with his hands, push everybody together. No, he did it with his mouth. But even with his mouth, he did it forcibly. He did it very regimented and very outspoken and very strong. Come on, you people, get over. But he didn't do it with his hands. He did it verbally, but the verbal also was almost like his hands, except that he didn't do it physically, but he did it verbally. Is that what Rashi means? Or Rashi means is that he didn't do it with his hands, meaning that not only that they didn't do it, with force and regimented and outspoken and aggressive, it would have been the same thing. It would have been the same thing, you know, with his word, with his mouth. It would have been the same thing with his mouth or with the hands. Rashi means he didn't do it aggressively. When he says with the hands, he means symbolically. Even with his mouth, he could have done it, you know, also, you know, aggressively, right? Otherwise, he did it that they were self-motivated, right? That was the main thing. That he inspired them, you know, not with his hands, meaning not aggressively, and he did it in a way that they should understand themselves, you know, they were influenced by his dibur, and they were self-motivated to do it, right? So that's the way I would understand Rashi. Even though, like, if you want, you could learn the other way, that you say hands, and Rashi is saying no, not with his hands, but words. But I was learning that words aggressively would be the same as the hands. You get it, you know, that they should understand, right? So what we get from this Rabbi Say, what we learn out from here, what we learn from here. So to say that this is a modern kind of a concept that the greatest influence that you can have over people, of course, is in a positive kind of way. You know, not aggressive, not angry, and not, you know, strong. That the greatest way you can influence a person is that he should be, you know, self-motivated, right? Which is like, you know, for some people that's like, you know, modern, you know, understanding of things. Like, you think like years ago that people didn't look at these things. And maybe by the Goyim, the Habdil, and the Konami, it's a new thing. But here you see in the Torah itself, that the wisdom of the Torah that thousands of years ago, you know, they're saying Moshe Benu, you know, Behar Sinai, Klal Yisrael, self-motivated them. You know, like the beauty of the Torah, that understanding the psychological makeup of a person, that the greatest way to influence them is through self-motivation. You know, like the big chizik of the wisdom of the Torah, it's emes, it's powerful. But you know that thousands of years ago, you know, in Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to gather them together, and he did it. You know, that's what they're worried about, to do it. This, you know, not regimented, not aggressive, and not, you know, stark. To do it in a way of self-motivation. It's a tremendous chizik, and, you know, it's a lesson for us. That constantly we have people that we have to motivate also, and have influence over them, and how much we should go out of our way to try to do it in a way also, you know, to follow this example, you know, to do it, you know, in a way that we try to get the person to be self-motivated, right? It's a very, you know, this, you know, if we have time, just a few seconds, that Gemara brings that Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim are falling asleep. So, you know, you say, you're falling asleep, Rabbi Kiva, you have a big bang on the table. What's going on over here? Instead, the Gemara says, he asked him a trick question. How come Esther she was ruling over 127 Medinas? So, you know, can anybody tell me the answer? You know, who knows why? So he said, because Sarah Imenu lived for 27 years, so therefore, you know, it was, you know, a question to stimulate them, you know, instead of yelling, what's going on here? Why are you people falling asleep, Rabbi Kiva? You know, so, you know, like, also the wisdom of our Chacham and the Torah, you know, to use wisdom and psychology and positiveness, you know, in Chinuch. The whole, you know, Chazal is full of that, you know, this idea. But he's beautiful that Moshe Ben, he just wanted to gather them together. Nobody cares how you do it. Get them together, you know. Gather, you know, but you see how it's such an important gathering. The Chumash is telling you that he got them with, you know, self-motivation. So I would say, what's the Ugdol HaMaisa? I want to suggest that in the course of the day, you know, very often we have to exert our influence over our children, whatever it is that you want to tell somebody, either it's your children or your friends or in shul or wherever it is, you have to exert some kind of influence that you want them to do something in a certain kind of a way. So you can say it's them, but you can say it, go on your way to say it actually in a nice way, right? The person should be, you know, self-motivated to do it. So we should learn that from the Chumash over here, this thing that to try to go out of the way to say it in a positive way, right? Now, like everything else, you know, you can never, whenever you want to be kind of good media, you can't say, oh, okay, now we're going to try to do it always positive. No, that's not where you're kind of something. We have to make an order at least, let's say, should make it twice a day, that when you have to say something to somebody, that you have to get them to do something, so you should go out of your way to say it in an extra nice way. You have in mind, I'm going to say it in an extra pleasant, nice way. Like, even if you weren't going to say it in a bad way, you know, I'm sure nobody over here is going to say it in a bad way, but you have it in mind, you know, that what we learned the Chumash here, and to have it in your mind to go out of your way to make sure to say it in a positive way, right? To be Mekayim, you know, this Inyan, like, you know, the vocabulary that you use, the words that you use, and how you express it. It should, you know, try to go out of your way that it should be in a positive way, at least twice a day, if I say. Okay? That's what we should try to get from over here. Alright? And we say, Hashem should give us Yaitis Mayah, should be Zeicher, we say, to spread the light, right? To, you know, to spark people, to waken them and to inspire them, right? Spread the inspiration. And we should be Zeicher, Bekorov, Mashiach Tekenu. Don't forget also, we say, Yitnis Adam, Mamma, Mishinta, we say. Okay. Yeah.